starting to shake now just because I'm just so fired up. And it's truly, it's so frustrating. It's gone in a blink. And not knowing who did it is the worst part. What happened? Who would even thought of doing this? The days and the hours and the times to find the set and collect it is just, it's heart-wrenching to come home and it was gone. It was going to go to the grandkids. It was ultimately going to be for them, for their college education, whatever the case may be. That was what the end goal was going to be for. Not for my kids. They're going to be mad now that they know that. But truly, that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to put it for them. You know,
oh, no. All right, everyone, we have, it looks like the stream is rolling.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Oh, it's coming. Anyways, we got some technical difficulties up here going on with some weird stuff, but it's coming through. So, Gav and I are up here. We're going to run this show. What's in your pocket? DJ Nuz for Mark II, episode 118. We're going to try to figure out. Hopefully, it's rolling. Looks like automation is down. I don't feel that. We got some weird feedback going on up here, too. But we're going to start this off. I'm going to play some albums, and we're going to hopefully figure out all of the technical difficulties. It's this right? We're going to see what happens here when I put something on. Let's see. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, it is on.
Thank you.
look at that.
Marco. Marco. Marco.
I'm Mr. H. Let's hit the top. A chicken cheese. Let's hit the top. A Darryl O. Let's hit the top. I'm Mr. C. Let's hit the top. A ski G. Let's hit the top. We're the five MCs. Yeah, we're here to rock.
Go, just hit the weight.
Of harmony. My name is E. I'm the Prince of Harmony. And I'm Tricky D. I rock officiously.
And I'm Darryl O. And I'm still the show.
And I'm MC.
And I'm Mr. Ace. And I'm here to rock the place. Ain't nobody out there can top my face. The young ladies out there, you can't deny that Mr. Ace is so damn fly. I'm the one MC with the great clientele. And I rock the house. So very, very smart. You said my mama and my father, they both had sex. I said they got up on the gun, they put it through the test. My mama gave birth to me, you see.
Turn me up, turn me up. We back? We on?
I think so.
That's it. Correct. Yo, what's up, everybody? First day of the semester, the 24th. I can't see gap. I got to move this a little bit. Hopefully, everybody out there can hear everything. It seems like it's coming through. What am I going to say? Welcome back, semester here. Wonies, we're shaping up to have a great semester. Hopefully, we get the automation rolling today.
I think the computer just needs to be reset.
Yeah, we got to reset. I think we all need to be reset. So we started off today with the theme song for Barry Lyndon, which, believe it or not, is probably my second favorite Kubrick movie. Wow. A lot of people don't like it.
It's all right.
It's long.
Yeah.
It's like super long. But it's a good period. I mean, the costumes, the whole thing's crazy. Yeah. It's like, aesthetically, it's very pleasing.
He does some long movies. That's...
He does some long movies. This one's long without, like, Hal.
Without
Hal. This one's like, I mean, Hal kind of like...
Carried 2001, you think?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Hal did that. But, yeah. Anyway, so we were going to... We are going to bring this on. This is my thought of process of the day. There are four major sports.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
sports
this.
Things. Yeah, we're going to do this here. I've been collecting 80s baseball cards again because it's super fun. And that was my time, the junk wax era. But it just got me thinking about, I wonder if Gavin and I should talk about who we think is going to win. So here's my thought process. We have World Series. We're gonna go with the World Series for October.
Yeah, okay.
Coming up, right? Okay. We're not going to do the next year. We're in the World Series. And then after that would be the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right. And then our predictions for both NHL and NBA, which is going to happen in May, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So let's talk. First thing we're going to talk. What were we listening to? What'd you put on?
Death rap, like Margot's. Cool. What's it? Look at the record.
We don't even know what we're playing. I don't even know where's the record.
Death rap by.
Is it even over here?
It's on the turntable. You just turned it off.
No? Oh, yeah. I was going to say, where's the... Heavenly Star Records, Death Rap.
Margo's Cool Out Crew.
Out Crew. Margo's Cool Out Crew.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. Let's talk baseball.
Okay.
Gavin doesn't like baseball anymore. Well, he does. You don't like the NBA, the MLB anymore, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, no. I'm still kind of upset with Major League Baseball. I watched kind of maybe the first game last night. There was like a Sunday night ESPN game.
In a long time?
Maybe of the season.
I remember last year, like, I'm not watching it anymore because of the A's.
Yeah, I'm still there.
You're still mad about the A's.
Yeah.
What was the game last night?
And to be honest, I mean, I'm going to sound like a jerk, but it's that, like, the Little League game, you know.
Oh, you watched that?
I didn't intentionally. It just happened to be the game on. That game kind of annoys me a little bit. Sorry, I'm a jerk. I don't know. It's. I guess it's fun for the kids. But
good for the kids.
I just want to watch the baseball game. I don't want to see every, like,
sure,
wise kid asking questions.
Of course.
You know, how do you throw the slider, Chris Sale? Sale's like, you're going to kill your arms. Stop. You know.
That's right. You're going to kill your arm. Man, after going through all these, talk about killing arms, after going through all these baseball cards, I didn't realize, number one, how long Tommy John pitched for.
Yeah.
The guy's got, like, he has the second most wins out of any baseball pitcher who's not in the Hall of Fame. And I forgot who was past him.
Wow.
Somebody else who had, you know, it was like Jerry Roos or something. You know, somebody who was like 90 years old that was like kept pitching, you know.
Yeah.
I had no idea how long he pitched for. It was crazy. It was like 26 seasons or something.
When did he get his surgery? Crazy. Like, how old was he when he...
Oh, God, it was like in the 70s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so he pitched like 15, 20 years after that.
Yeah, it was totally crazy, right? I was reading about the day where that, like, his thing snapped and, like, he was like, oh, God, I can't, like, feel my arm, you know, or something like that.
That just happens to, like, 16-year-olds now, and then they're like, all right, just to get the Tommy John and go on your way.
And then they rip your ligament off some other part of your body.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what they did with him.
Oh,
I don't know how they do it.
Or a cadaver or something.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it, but they ripped it off of his part of his other body. Like,
so he
Tommy John.
Couldn't move his foot, but he had a really good fastball.
Super funny. Anyway, so that was something that I found completely entertaining. I was like, oh, man, look at that.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So baseball prediction?
Baseball prediction. So our own favorite teams, right, where mine was the Cincinnati Reds and Gavs used to be. Maybe it still is.
Well, the team I liked was the Oakland A's, and they don't exist anymore, so.
Well, they still do, right now?
No, not the Oakland A's.
What are they?
They're just called the Athletics.
Oh, they are?
They're not in, I mean.
Where are they?
Sacramento.
Oh, they're in Sacramento. Okay, yeah. So there's...
Where are they? Oh, they're in last place.
Disgruntled.
Last place in the AL West.
Dev. Yeah, but they're about the same as the Reds, I think.
No, they're worse. I mean, the only team worse than them is the Rockies.
Oh, is it really?
In the entire league.
I'll look it up.
I mean, once the Angels are ahead of them, you know you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, this is awesome. I'm listening to the stream at the same time, which is on my phone, which is, yeah, totally trippy. Okay, so I'm looking this up right now just because I...
Yeah, look at the standings.
Cell phone's awesome. It tells you all the information here. Okay, so let's see. We got the A's. Okay, yeah, they're bad.
Yeah,
they're 51 and 80, yeah. So 389 percentage. The Reds are 62-69. They lost last night again. 473.
Near 500. Forget about it. They're way better.
But here's the crazy thing also that I was looking at, right? Let's just talk about this for a second since I have the stats here. AL... Right? Mm-hmm. You don't have a team in the 600 percentage, by the way. You got Tampa Bay at 592. Taking the East, you have the White Sox at 523.
Yeah.
Ooh, brutal.
I mean, the AL Central.
In the Central. Great. And then you got Houston at 496.
Yeah.
496, leading
the AL,
West.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so then you got... The wild cards are the Yankees at 569, right? And then Boston at 546. The next wild card is Cleveland at 496. So you have four teams in the AL above winning percentage.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's sad. In the NL...
Then you have
Milwaukee, who's got the best... Record baseball right now, only a half a game up from L.A.
Yep.
And then you got Atlanta at 580, Chicago, wild card at 573, Philly, 557, wild card San Diego, 542. But then you have Arizona, Miami, and St. Louis all above 500 as well.
Miami.
Yeah. Interesting. So...
Yeah, the AL... Kind of sucks.
Oh my God, they're terrible. So, okay, so what's your AL prediction?
Who cares? There's none of those teams. I mean, the White Sox. You know what? The White Sox.
Cool.
That's the team who I want to.
Okay, that's who you want.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a zinger. I think Boston's going to come up. I think Boston's going to do it. They've been the second half of this season.
Yeah,
they've been pounded.
Yeah,
The Yanks will fold as normal.
Yeah, Tampa Bay. I don't think can hold out.
Nope. Chicago would be awesome.
Yeah,
that's out of all those teams I'm looking at, that would be the one.
Yeah.
That I would root for would be Chicago, but I think it's going to be Boston. Okay, so then if we turn to the NL.
The easy answer is the Dodgers, I think. But I watched the Brewers last night. Obviously, they look in Atlanta. So,
they played Atlanta last night?
Yeah.
Oh, who won that?
Atlanta.
Okay. I'm going with Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean that would be cool.
My prediction is they're going to take down the Dodgers.
My prediction is that the Dodgers are going to win, but
the
that's
whole
not
thing.
Really what I, yeah, okay. But that's not exactly what I want to see.
So
but.
You're saying that. So I'm saying Milwaukee. Yeah. I do not think the AL is going to win.
Yeah, I mean.
I do not think this year the AL is going to win.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them can match up to either Milwaukee, the Dodgers, or, to be honest, Atlanta. Those three teams are banging.
Yeah.
And the Cubbies are good, too. That's crazy. And Philly's actually been pounding it out, too. Yeah. And San Diego's good. But yeah, they're way better. Okay, here's our baseball prediction. Gav says the Dodgers.
It's the White Sox-Dodgers World Series.
We'll be back here in 1 year from now to talk about our thing. So he's saying the Dodgers, and I'm saying Milwaukee. I'll write this down here somewhere.
Oh, okay, hold us to it.
Yeah, we'll hold it to us. Hopefully we're both alive next year. We'll see. Okay, so
maybe the A's will win out and every other team will just lose the whole time. I think that may
just... So how many games are there? There's, let's see, that's 31. So they played 131. So they have 31 games left?
Yeah.
That would put them at 82-80.
Okay, it's a solid season. I think they can win out.
Yeah, if they win out, they'll be 80. They can lose two games.
Okay.
To break 500.
Yeah, no, I want them to lose all their games.
That's even awesomer.
Yeah.
I want the Reds. Every year I say I want the Reds to... I think Francona's still the...
Oh, that's right. They got. I forgot that.
Yeah. I forgot. Well, once again, collecting those cards, it's funny seeing because Terry's... He like all those teams he played for, I forget, like he was like a player.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, man, that guy played.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Another really funny thing is that the early Donruss cards from like the early 80s, they have the manager, but then they also have coach cards. It's really funny. I was like, who the hell is this guy? Yeah. He's like the first base coach. I was like, he gets a card?
That's cool.
Also, the San Diego Chicken gets a card. He got a card, like three of them. It's the a
Fanatic
seasons.
Probably got a card or something.
I didn't see this. I haven't seen the Philly Fanatic card. Well, maybe there is one. There's got to be one. Anyways, I'm hoping the Reds, my whole thing is that the Reds get 500, and they're 7 under right now. I don't see that happening because they just kind of, and also they give up everybody.
Yeah, they'll probably call people up too.
And, yeah, they, whatever. So, okay. We're going to play, a Kiss tune. Once again, this is not me liking Kiss.
Okay, and this is the denial stage of Kiss fandom.
Correct. So last time we did a show, it was about...
Was that the last one?
That was the last one we did together. It was Gavin trying to tell me that Kiss was good. Like, trying to convince me that Kiss was good. Not very hard. He didn't try very hard.
I'm, like, convincing myself, too, but...
Yeah, yeah. You know. But there was a lot of, yeah! Yeah!
Yeah, like, that's
So... I made a deal with him that I would try to go out, or I said I was going to try to buy the first 10 Kiss albums for $100. And that actually includes the 4 solo albums.
Yeah.
Right. So I found 2.
You're like, I'm not a Kiss fan, but I have 10 of their albums.
That's right. Well, I don't yet. I only have 2. So I only found, I'm not allowed to spend over $10 for an album, right?
Okay.
So I picked up 2. A pretty bad copy of Destroyer. Like, the album's in good shape.
Yeah.
The sleeve, like, the jacket's...
No, I'm sure someone hung it up and, like...
Yeah, know. Trash.
Yeah.
Whee!
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And then Hotter Than Hell.
Yeah.
And I got a copy. And it was funny. I was asking Gav when he got in the car today, because I pick him up, because I'm a nice person like that. I was like, is this, like, a foreign print? And it's not. There's, like, the original one has kind of, like... You know, it's Japanese
yeah. characters.
Yeah, all over it. And I was like, oh, this must be some weird Japanese press or something. Yeah. But it's not. Yeah. It's the actual thing. So we're going to listen to the 3rd song.
Yeah.
Which was covered by...
Melvins.
So I thought it was a Melvins tune originally.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a Kiss song. Yeah. I only knew it as a Melvins tune.
Yeah. Yeah, the recording on this album is pretty rough. Even
it's
for
bad.
Kiss standards. Like, it's, for Kiss. I don't know what went on. Like, it's, like, notoriously poorly recorded.
Yeah. Well, here we go. We're going to listen to it. And then you can also, I wish I had the Melvins version, but you can check out the Melvins version of it.
After. I think it's on, is that on Houdini? I can't remember.
It might be.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out about that. That was awesome. Some B-52s. We're trying to. I saw the last time I saw them was on whatever that album Rome was on.
Oh yeah, that was like a big one, right?
The big one, right? Mm-hmm. NFL preseason standings. Okay, we're moving on to the NFL here. Oh, the Bills are 2-0.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Patriots. Oh, they tied. The Patriots tied. Let's see. Dolphins are bad. I mean, this is all, doesn't really matter.
Preseason.
It's preseason. Preseason doesn't matter. But at the same time, people say preseason doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter. If you have your bad players in and they're winning, that's a good thing.
I mean, it matters because, like, guys get hurt and then they're out for the season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, I mean, people say it doesn't really matter. But, I mean, if you're winning with your, like, fourth string, that's cool. Right? Dude.
All right, what's your prediction?
Well, God. So, okay, we're going to have to go NFC and AFC, right? Yeah. So, my prediction... my prediction, as I look through... Man, this is tough. I don't see anything good. So, I'm a Steelers fan. They're not going to win.
Yeah.
No. You know, the Patriots looked really good last year. I hate saying that, the Patriots. Like, it's so annoying. I'm not going to. So I'm going to say that, let's see, Bills.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
I'm going to go with Bills winning the AFC again.
Okay.
I'm going to say Bills are going to the Super Bowl again. But they didn't go.
Since the 90s?
Oh, yeah, because they didn't actually make it to the Super Bowl. No, didn't they? No, 3 years ago?
No, you know who made it to the Super Bowl last year?
The Chiefs? No.
Patriots.
Oh, it's the Patriots. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. With what's-his-face. I don't even know the guy's quarterback's name. Okay, so I'm going to go...
Drake. Lord.
Little Drake.
Give me more fuel to dislike this team.
Oh, man. So I'm going to go with... Man, I'm going to pull a wild one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bears, uh-huh. Buffalo.
Oh, that would be great.
Bears win the Super Bowl. Yeah. Buffalo loses again.
Yeah.
This is my prediction. Bears, Buffalo. Bears win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
The Bears. It's like 40 years since that.
No,
I think 86 was when they won,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
40 years since the Bears won.
Well, you know how many years it's been since Buffalo's won?
Zero.
Or infinite, yeah. One of those.
Oh, yeah, because they never actually won, even with OJ.
Right?
Did they make it into
the AFL, maybe they won some.
Like,
definitely not an NFL.
Zero. They have zero.
Zero.
The Bears have won.
That's crazy. That's somehow crazier that the Bears have one Super Bowl win.
That's true,
but they have one.
You know what we need to do, and I'm going to look for it online, is to get a 7-inch of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the shuffle.
The Super Bowl. Is it a Super Bowl shuffle? Yeah.
Or maybe I'm thinking of the Icky Shuffle.
No, the Icky Shuffle. It's a Super Bowl. What is it? What was the... No, it's a Super Bowl shuffle,
right?
Picture.
I don't know.
Are they bowl shuffle?
On. Yeah, there's a lot of shuffling.
Super Bowl shuffle.
McMahon and...
Dude, where they're all rapping?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
Fridge is on over it.
Yeah. Super Bowl Shuffle. Okay. Yeah. And then it was the Icky Shuffle.
Yeah.
Which I had a subscription to Sports Illustrated. I remember it had like a little fold-out on how to do the Icky Shuffle. Wow. You could put on the ground and like follow the footsteps.
It was like a big deal for like a guy to do like a dance when he like scored a touchdown.
Oh, it was crazy.
Now it's like someone makes like a tackle sort of. And assist and attack.
And then they
do like a 5-minute celebration.
And then they're like, there's a 15-minute penalty for taunting. Like, give me a break. The taunting thing is ridiculous. Like, this is what we want to see.
Yeah.
We want to see the taunting.
You're going to want to check out the XFL.
Right.
McMahon's.
Oh, that's right.
Vince's league.
Anyway, the Super Bowl shuffle. Hold on a minute. You ready?
How you playing?
Well, I mean, I can just kind of do this.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's listen for a minute. Well, oh my God.
Well, they call me sweetness, and I like the dance, running the ball.
You know who that is?
Wow.
We had the closest train again. Forgive Chicago, a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because
Walter Payton, yeah. Gets the first verse. Look for
trouble. We just dumped in through the Super Bowl shop.
This is Speedy Whip, and I'm world class. I like running, but I love to get the pass. I practice all day and dance all night. I gotta get ready for the Sunday fight. Now, I'm as smooth as a chocolate swirl. I dance a little funky, so watch me, girl. There's no one here that doesn't like me. My Super Bowl shuffle will set you free.
There you go. Yeah, we'll just listen to this now because we're here because we're funny.
I'm Samurai Mike. I stop. I'm cold. Part of the defense.
Mike Singletary. Singletary.
For quite a while.
With glasses on.
Like, give me a chance. I'll rock you good. Nobody messing in my neighborhood. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to the Super Bowl.
I'm not looking for trouble.
Shuffling on down. Doing it for you.
Oh, my God. This is a guy with a cowbell and a hat.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
And somebody's holding a saxophone.
Just holding it.
The McMahon verse is good. We gotta hear that one. Oh my God.
Remember the dancing being top notch.
Here he is. Oh no, which one? Oh my God, the dancing dude. When can I make this a television show? I need to make this a TV show.
As McMahon, when I hit the turf, I've got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field. I can't dance, but I control the field. I motivate the cats, I like
the field.
I play so cool, I aim to please. That's why you all got here on the double to catch me doing the Super Bowl shuffle.
I'm mama's boy, Otis, wanna be kind. The ladies don't love me for my body and my mind.
The ladies from my body to money. Okay, I can't do it anymore. I got to just, oh my God, that's so bad. Anybody that's out there listening, your goal today is to go online and watch the Super Bowl Shuffle video because it's amazing.
Yeah, they need to recreate that. Like the Bears really need to play that up with like the current team.
That's right. Man, who was that Bears quarterback for such a long time recently, and he sucked.
Jay Cutler. Yeah. Yeah, he was funny. He would just like fly off the handle and just like,
oh my God.
He was like not that great, but like had a temper, so it's like a funny combination because he would do bad things and then get really mad.
He was like the tennis guy, McEnroe, but not good.
Yeah, but without like all the winning.
Without the winning part. No, I think he did go to the Super Bowl once though, didn't they?
He may have. I mean, he was like around. He was good enough.
There was that one time when the Bears went to the Super Bowl. It was a really fluke thing.
Yeah.
And I think that was him. He was around forever.
Yeah. That's back. I feel
he like also looked like somebody you just want to kind of the smack.
Didn't he have like a funny mustache, maybe, at least for part of it?
Maybe part of it.
Like a state trooper type like mustache.
Okay, so I don't even know how we got. We're not even doing anything. It's 8:37. Did we do anything yet? Okay.
You made a prediction.
That's right. What's your prediction?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Like,
he doesn't even care.
I just don't want the Patriots to win. You know, whatever. The Seahawks and the...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, hold on. Let me write this down. I got to write these down because this is super important.
Yeah.
This is what we all...
I don't know. Who's my AFC team?
This is what we do with our life. So I'm going...
I mean, I guess I should say the Bills since I'm a Bills fan, but I'm like a Bills fan, so I know that they're probably not going to get to the Super Bowl.
So you said Bills... Seahawks?
You know what? No, I'm gonna go like the Eagles are coming back.
Eagles, Seahawks?
No, they're both of them.
Oh yeah.
Eagles. Yeah, Eagles and
Eagles.
Here's my prediction: Eagles, Patriots, and I don't watch the game.
Yeah, all right, that's good. That totally checks. Yeah. And then you had Dodgers. I had the Brew Crew. Okay. This is good. This is good. I don't even know what I'm playing. What was I playing? Oh, God. This is terrible. I'm not even going to play the whole thing. Well, maybe I will. So I was out looking for... I'm always out looking at albums. And I found... Oh, this was at a car show. It was really crazy. Because it was at a super, super, super like... rednecky
car show,
right? That there was like a flea market there, you know.
Is that we play it every
yeah. It's in East Durham. It's awesome. It's super super fun, like car-y, rednecky, not a bad rednecky. I would put it that way. rednecky. Am I allowed to say on the radio? I think so.
Check the book.
Yeah, I'll check the book. Anyways, you know, and I was going through some albums and stuff like that, and the Wham album popped
up. Oh, that's how loud.
And I was like, oh, man, I got to buy this because it's like the one thing you wouldn't expect at this car show, you know, like that the Wham album was just there. Anyways, I bought the Wham album, and I listened to it, and I was telling Gab, I didn't realize like half the songs on there were Wham songs. I thought they were just George Michael songs. So I also went into a deep dive on the other guy, Andrew, and he didn't really do much after Wham.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think they were basically – I would like to know his contribution to Wham. I think it's notoriously underplayed.
Yeah, we want to know.
What did he do?
What's that guy's phone number? If anybody's got his phone number, send it our way, and we'll call him. We'll put him on the radio.
Put him on live.
We'll put him on live.
Grill him.
Andrew, what's his last name?
Ridgely, isn't it?
Andrew Ridgely. If anybody guys got that guy's number.
You got the album right there.
I do. I wonder if there's a hotline.
Is his number?
Oh, we tried calling one of those once.
He put his personal number on there.
This is 1984. Produced and arranged by George Michael.
Yeah.
Careless Whisper by Moore. Oh, wait, Carol. Okay, all songs written by George Michael.
Yeah.
Except Careless Whisper, which is written by both of them.
Oh, wow.
Ridgely. Yeah.
Maybe he plays the sax.
And it's funny because on the inside, yeah, he does look like he just got off the tennis court.
Straight off the tennis court.
Yeah, and then, of course, George Michael has like a blue kind of, can't tell if it's blue, but it'd probably be like some kind of denim shirt.
Denim shirt.
But it's open.
Yeah.
So his chest hair
He's got like
off.
More hair on his chest than I have anywhere on my body combined.
Correct. Man, he's looking good though.
Yeah.
All right. Never gonna dance again. I don't know if I'll even get through this whole thing. This version's totally long, way longer too.
There's like an extended part. I think there was maybe
the beginning's different.
Yeah.
Here we go. Careless. Exactly. That's the end of the other one, but whatever. I didn't even bother queuing it up. It's a pretty bad cue. There we go. Look, it's got this crazy synth intro. We're going to talk. Are we just going to leave it on? It's probably. I'm leaving it on now.
Maybe this is Andrew Ridgely.
Yeah, so like an arp. It's like an arp.
Dude, I got the six synth part, and George Michael's like, all right, whatever. Then they just cut it out of the single anyways.
Oh, man, some nylon. Esteban.
Yeah, nylon and some reverb. Oh, set.
Listen to this.
Yeah, and then it kicks in.
This is the intro. But this is not on the radio version.
No, they get right. It starts with, like, the drums, and the little drum fill in the single, I think. To the heart and mind.
Pain is the heart you find. Okay. Oh, yeah, look at that bass.
Just like warming up.
Imagine being the drummer and this be like, yeah, dude, listen, man, listen to what I got.
Yeah.
Look at this groove.
Yeah, like this is where it starts.
Yeah, this is where it starts, like in the real world. Okay, let's see if. Yeah, there's nothing in this thing. Doesn't say it does anything. Okay, I'm gonna, while this is going, we'll talk a little bit. I'm gonna look and see who played sax on this.
Yeah, they didn't even give the sax guy.
Did nothing.
That's crazy.
Nothing on the album. Jacket.
Have like a show of top 10 sax, pop sax parts.
There's also Baker Street.
That's exactly like those kinds.
I mean, this song's awesome, but this lyrics are terrible. They're bad.
I mean, they're pretty good.
You think the lyrics are good?
Yeah. Kiss worthy.
He's not gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. I guess I never realized the nylon guitar so much how prominent it was. I love the internet because what does guilty feet have got no rhythm mean? It's gonna tell me. AI's gonna tell me.
You know what it means.
Carrying the weight of a wrongdoing or betrayal makes a person feel awkward. I'm not even, I can't even say some of these things.
Gonna dance again. We're at a new level where we just sing over top. Sing over
like
top.
It's like the Beavis and Butthead of
Mystery Science Theater we're on now.
Oh man, the second vocal coming in.
Yeah,
dude. The dance again.
Now the sax comes back in.
Okay, let's see. Who plays sax in Careless Whisper? Steve Gregory. A guy with two first names.
Yeah, probably got like no money for it. Give him like $100 for the session.
Dude, no, look at this. George Michael rejected 9 to 11 if they can't put it together. Different sax players who tried to play it but couldn't play it fluidly enough. I mean, this is the best part of the song.
Oh, yeah,
this is
off,
the pretty poppin' part. Oh, man. I got some music here. Is it D? Dance again.
What about your R&B band? Like, how come you guys
haven't played this? Oh, man, we haven't played this. Maybe I'll play this. We have a sax player this semester,
too. Oh, man.
I don't know why I'm not playing this. There's a TikTok here for George Michael, and it's like, you want instant goosebumps? Listen to Careless Whisper live. Okay, here's a recording secret. Studio engineer Chris Porter slowed down the master tape and had Steve Gregory play the part a half step lower.
Wow. Why it's so fluid.
And when the tape was sped back up to normal pitch, it gave the sax line its unique pitch and sparkling texture. So we did the sax thing. It'd be those two songs. It would also be, you know, maybe some clip from Lost Boys. Because that guy, the lubed up sax guy on the pier there.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if that was in a song.
I feel like there's got to be Stepping Out. Now that's a piano.
Stepping Out. You like that song, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all done on that, like, synth.
Yeah.
It's just like a synth loop or something.
I picture there being sax in that, but it's not.
Yeah, there should be. Do you have that?
No.
I don't either. I keep always thinking, what's that guy's name?
Joe Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He also did,
We're just talking over a song.
We don't even care.
To each other.
What did he do that? Why is she really going out with him? Oh, man, that it's over already? I thought it was longer than that. Anyways.
This is really good programming.
This is the worst programming ever. You want to cue up that Devo? Well,
okay.
I'll just talk here for a second while Gab will come back. He's going to cue up a Devo tune. I'll introduce the next thing, which would be the NBA. So while he's queuing this up, my favorite team is the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, your boy Watson got traded.
Yeah, Watson's gone. He's on Cleveland, I think. And the Nuggets got like 2 draft picks in like 2037 or something. It's like, what is going on here? Why even, what the hell's going on here? So I even though they're my favorite team, I'm not putting them up there. Philly looks a little scary. But this old LeBron thing is not happening. So and then Boston got rid of to Philly, right? Yeah, Boston traded. Oh, man, it's all these crazy things that happened.
Boston traded. Well, oh yeah,
about DeRozan is on the Nuggets.
Jaylen Brown,
but he's traded. Also like 9 years old. DeRozan, oh, yeah, he's on the Nuggets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, traded the Nuggets, but he's old.
Yeah, he is. From the Kings, right?
Yeah. So Klay signs with Heat. LeBron, Watson to Cavs. Harden agrees to 3 years.
Yeah, the 90, he was a big.
The guy's like 98 years old. Okay, so I'm going Spurs again because I think the Spurs are good.
Yeah,
I'm saying Spurs. Yeah, man, what are the teams here? What do we even have anymore? Let me look.
Well, there's this team in New York that did pretty good last year.
Oh my God, the Knicks, dude. Yeah, but the Knicks gonna win two in a row.
It's hard to win two in a row.
Super hard to win two in a row, and I just don't believe that's going to happen again. wow. Toronto?
Nah.
Okay, well, I'm going Spurs on the one side.
Mm-hmm.
And then, God, I hate to see Cleveland.
What about Miami?
Oh, yeah, it's true. Miami's good.
Giannis.
Man, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going this. I'm going Pistons. I'm going Pistons.
Yeah.
And because last year, they were great last year. They just didn't have any history in the playoffs recently.
Yeah, but they haven't like added to their team. I think the Pistons, I don't know what they're doing.
I'm going Pistons Spurs, and Spurs win the title.
Wow.
What are you going? I'm going Pistons Spurs.
I'm going to go with my Knicks just to...
And that's a real, solid offering.
You know, it's very rare that you can actually say it's a team that you like is a contender for a championship, at least in my case.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with the Knicks in the East. And, yeah, I mean, the Spurs, I think, is the obvious... Like, is it going to be a repeat, though? I don't know. Like, I mean, there's still OKCs. So I'm going to say OKC Knicks, and I hope the Knicks
win. I mean, that would be awesome if they swept the OKC or something like that. I just don't like it. I hate OKC.
Yeah, well, of course. But that now that we said now that there's, like, some real villains, like, you got the Lakers, like, who could like them?
And, who could like them? I mean, I guess, who could like the Lakers?
I like millions of people, but...
Yeah, nobody wants
you know them. In Philly, I think, you know. To me,
well, yeah, Philly added like 9,000 people, but everybody on that team gets hurt.
Yeah, no, I mean, but
so it's like they have all these people who are like, oh, I'm going to get hurt. And Cleveland, too. Like, Cleveland could be good, but like, I don't know. It's funny how these people are like holding on to these like old dudes.
Yeah.
It's like, man, these are old people that get hurt.
And like carrying your team over. I mean,
Harden.
You know, what's his name?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, Harden is a
he's a great player.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's his name. Mitchell's is the face of the team.
Yeah, Mitchell, Harden.
Mobley. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, now they have Watson.
Yeah, I don't think.
But Watson is whatever. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I think.
That's crazy. So we'll. We're going to play his Devo song. And then we're going to come back and do a quick NHL thing.
Yeah, that's appropriate because my knowledge of NHL
slipped
a little bit.
It doesn't even matter because NHL could be anybody, so we'll just randomly pick teams.
I'm just going to pick a non-Southern or hot team.
You should pick a team that doesn't exist anymore, like the Nordiques.
The
Nordiques are going to win it all.
The Hartford Whalers.
The Hartford Whalers. Man, they had a cool logo. What are we listening to? What song?
Just the first song, Mechanical Man.
Great.
It's good. It's a demo.
We'll actually listen to this one. I'll turn these on.
Thank you.
Now we're talking over the stuff again. I would say this is a successful first show back.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's like the sound came over
there. I think that's
correct. You can hear something. There was nothing before us, and maybe there'll be nothing for a minute or so after us while we try to reset the mainframe. While we try to reset the mainframe.
Mechanical man over here.
Gavin's a mechanical man. This is way longer than I thought. Also, since automation is not kind of rolling right now, I feel like I should do a plug for like Whammo Log or something like that. Just because Blammo. I think it was Blammo. The Log song from Ren and Stimpy. Okay, that's awesome. Damn.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, that was pretty hip. Well, there's all the music we have for today. But we're going to quickly just each randomly pick a team from the NHL to see who would win.
Yeah, my hope is that a Canadian team wins.
Always, that's always mine too.
So you know,
who are you going with?
Edmund, no, I mean, I'm going to go with the Red Wings because that was the team I always liked.
Well, that's not it.
I know.
Canadian team,
but you know, if not them, then maybe like the Oilers seem to have a shot.
Yep, the Oilers are good.
So
okay,
I'm going to go with the Oilers.
I would always want the Winnipeg Jets to try to win it, but that's not who I'm going with. I'm going with a team. Only because I want the mascot to have the cup.
Hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm always going to, and it's funny because I'm a Penguins fan and I should never root for Philly because of that. But I'm going to root for Philly because I want Gritty to have the cup. Gritty needs the cup for a day and we need this. The internet needs this.
Yeah.
Like the world needs this right now. personally, I think. So I'm going with that. We will check in 1 year from now and see which of our predictions actually came true.
Do we get like a half point for?
Sure.
You know.
Sure, we'll have half points. Anyways, we're back, Wony. I think this was the first show of the year.
Probably. Yeah.